Russian forces have now seized the airbase at Belbek, one of the last military installations in Crimea, previously under Ukrainian control. NPR's Gregory Warner is there, and we'll have the latest on that in a little while. But first, a radio transmission from March 24, 1989, to the Vessel Traffic Center in Valdez, Alaska, just after midnight. We're leaking some oil. That's Captain Joseph Hazelwood, casually announcing one of the worst environmental disasters the U.S. had ever seen. The supertanker he commanded, the Exxon Valdez, had just run aground in a reef off the coast of Alaska. An estimated 11 million gallons of crude oil gushed into Prince William Sound. Back then, NPR's Peter Kenyon was reporting for Alaska Public Radio.
By this afternoon, the slick had been blown clear across to beaches on the far side of Prince William Sound. Some islands were completely surrounded by oil.
Response vessels weren't prepared for the scale of the disaster, and strong winds and choppy seas overwhelmed any attempts to clean up the thick, black oil that coated the shores. Rupert Cutler, then with the Wilderness Society, told NPR that he wasn't surprised by what had happened.
With the rocks and the reefs, the fog, the icebergs, and now, of course, it appears that there was negligence involved with the skipper being down below and an unqualified third mate at the helm.
John Devins was mayor of Valdez. He said the future of the entire region was at stake.
Cordova and Tetitlik and possibly even Whittier are faced with the destruction of our entire way of life.
Don Cornett, an Exxon executive, tried a different spin with local citizens worried about the extinction of the fishing industry.
You have Exxon, and we do business straight. We will consider whatever it takes to keep you whole.
After years of litigation, $2.5 billion in punitive damages was awarded to those harmed by the spill. The Supreme Court later reduced that to $500 million.